Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Friday Night Camp with your host, Dimash Alte. Tonight is going to be a very different show. I have agreed to let, once again, me and my lovely bright ideas have decided to let the guys, again, take over the show. And so tonight we have some very special guests hanging out with us tonight in the studio. Let me go on and say I have no idea what's going to be said. I cannot control them. That doesn't mean that I agree with them, but it also doesn't mean that I disagree with them because you all know I have very manly thoughts sometimes. But I'm going to go on and get them in on the show. So, welcome Ron and Dre to the show tonight. Thomas will be joining us brief in a moment when he gets in. But hey, guys, how are you doing?
Well.
Awesome. Great stuff. Ron, meet Dre. Dre, meet Ron.
What happened?
What's good, brother?
Chilling, man.
That's what's up. So we go take over this trip tonight?
We rule anyway.
You ain't never lied.
Ah, Jesus. See, me and my bright ideas. It is okay. It is all right. I need a good old laugh from my belly. I've been drinking, so you know I don't. Anything can come from this.
Uh-oh.
So anything can come from.
She's been drinking.
So, hey, you guys can talk about whatever you want to. I am just going to sit back and listen and jump in when I feel I need to jump in, because I know how y'all like to bash sometimes, and y'all ain't going to do that while I'm sitting here. I'm going to protect the women.
What?
I'm serious. And, you know, I will be posting whatever y'all say on Facebook. I'll be asking the questions. If y'all got questions out here for the world, I got them. So enjoy yourselves, guys. Just have fun. Off the sauce.
All right. Well, since we're not doing it this way, let me ask you a question. Great.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've known you for about a year, so how long have you known her?
It's about five or six years.
Has it been a long amount of time? Because she can wear on you. You know that, right?
You got a thorn in my side. Oh,
Lord. I feel for you, brother.
Yeah.
Especially when she be drinking.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But it's fun, though, when she be drinking. She's a trip.
I don't doubt it.
Wait a minute now. Now listen. Y'all ain't going to talk about me like I ain't here.
No, we're going to talk about you like you're right here.
I know, right? I'm talking about you.
That's fine. Talk about me. I don't care. Just don't tell no lie on me. That's all you. That's all I can ask you. You can talk about me all you want to, but just don't tell no lie. You better tell the truth about me.
Listen, I might lie for you, but I won't lie to you. There you go.
Okay.
So, all right.
Y'all
so
just
you know, the thing on the day is this this bill by the White House. What's your thoughts on that, partner?
Well. I really don't get into politics and all that, but I think that I really think that he's doing this thing, and I think he got like a ton of haters. To me, Obama's been like the most disrespectful president of all time. And he's sitting there and he's taking it. And all these other presidents that we had. When you talked about them, it was like, you was on. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would just nap out or whatever. He's doing this thing. I mean, he came in with dark hair, and then he's about to come straight.
Damn it.
Indeed. I don't know. I mean, marriage is a headache. So if you want to get a headache, I don't care. You already got a buddy. You might as well get a headache, too.
Yeah. I mean, hey, love is love. I'm going to bring it my way. It's all good.
You understand me.
I know what, but with that whole situation, I kind of agree. If it ain't me, then why should I worry so much about it?
I mean, I'm not worried about it. I mean, it's love is love, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody needs somebody. I just can't believe, I mean, that goes to show you that times have changed, man. Like, people need to get over it.
Times ain't changed. It just went back.
No, to me, it's 2015. You got to get over it, man. It's like, you gotta let people do what they want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not like let them go out and just act a complete fool, but you can't stop certain things, man. That's like you trying to play God or something. That's what I feel like.
But you do know we do that, right? They play God all the time.
Yeah, we do that all the time. That's why I was like, they need to just chill out, man, and just let it be, because you can't tell. These people are grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? They not kids. You can't talk to everybody like they're kids, because they're going to continue to do what they want to.
You do know that you can't do whatever you want to, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I know that, but I'm just saying.
I mean, legally, there's a bunch of things you can't do. So if we're going on the premise that you got to let people do what they want to do, then we can't be in America.
Yeah, true that. But
we can't walk around naked because we want to.
You see what I'm saying? You can't just slap people because you want to.
I'm just saying, though, it's like certain things, man, people just gotta let it be. It's just like fixing all of this. All this black and white stuff is going on, man. It's like, this stuff, and I mean, it ain't done. You just need to let it live, man. Just let it go. Because it's like, it's here. Yeah, we need to just embrace each other and just love each other.
Okay, so what if I say I love four-year-olds? Should I be able to marry a four-year-old?
No.
But you just said let love be love. Oh, you confusing me, brother.
You know what I'm saying, though, man.
I mean, but 4 year olds, sometimes it's you. I mean, you ever seen a nice 4 year old skin? It's all smooth.
Really? Really, Ron?
I'm just trying to prove a point.
get to your point quick. Get to it quick.
Oh, man. I'm not ready for y'all tonight.
You know what? I think that we as people are just sitting back. I mean, we fail to realize the choices that we're making. And I'll sit back and watch. I usually realize I don't say much about political type stuff on Facebook or whatnot, because I have my own matter of opinion. So I don't get involved in all of that. But what I've been seeing so much of is all of my saved friends, and I've seen some of them say, it's not right, and this, and this. But if we're taught in a Christian aspect, we are supposed to love everybody, regardless of what they've chosen to do. We may not believe in what they're doing, but we're supposed to love and not be judgmental. Well, I've sat back and I've watched so many of them be judgmental, so now I'm questioning, you know, what are you reading? Because that ain't what I read.
Not only that, but, I mean, a lot of these people that talk about that the Bible say this, the Bible say you ain't supposed to have sex outside of wedlock. But they ain't worried about that part of the Bible, though.
Right, but they got 3 baby mamas and, and all of that, and 6 baby daddies. So, yeah, I get you. That's why. Man, listen. Some of these women out here, they need to be put down.
She said she had 8 kids.
Jesus.
Listen, I know a young lady.
And the crazy part is she's like, I think she just turned 40. And she said she had 8 kids and she had like 6 different baby dads.
Listen, I got to be. I know a young lady up here in the Bronx. She got 10 children. 9 baby dads.
Damn.
And the only reason is 9 and 10 is because she had a set of twins. You know, she invited me over to the house. I didn't even want to talk to her on the phone. She might have gotten pregnant just by conversation.
Hey, God almighty. Man.
I ain't even touch
it. That make your insides turn. That makes my insides turn.
Man, listen. I'll be scared even. Just look at that mug.
Uh-huh. You know she's fertile.
She need not drink a whole lot of stuff.
Right, she don't need to get her tooth tied. She gets to need her tooth removed.
Man,
she need a full-fledged hysterectomy.
No, a hysterectomy, a hersterectomy, and a vimsterectomy.
Man, she needs to get it yanked out and burnt.
Okay, what y'all?
I'm telling you. You jump in and you say hi to her. She 8 months.
I ain't even going to say that. I ain't even going to say that's like your homeboy, Dre. Right?
Who, what you talking about?
Sean. Yeah. He looked at you the wrong way. That dude was going to get you pregnant.
I ain't lying. But I give him a thought, though. He's known for, you know what I'm saying, get them loved up, too. But he takes care of his, though.
Did you say
thought.
Getting them loved up?
Yeah, he gets them loved up. So I don't know what
Whoa.
That man be. I don't know what my boy be telling them, but they be falling for it. And next thing you know, they pregnant.
All right, so real quick. I'm going to jump out on a limb. You just as country as a mod, ain't you? Am I reaching?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you some real stuff, though.
I ain't mad at you.
You might think I'm lying when I tell you this. I used to, back in the day, right, when we used to try to talk to dang on females or whatever. I tell everybody else from New York.
And ain't nobody believe you, did they?
I mean, I ain't had no other choice. Cause, you know, so I can do this, like, I just do this, like, little up-top accent, because I was, like, my uncle was up there for a little bit, and I used to dang and go up there every now and again, and so I could sort of, like, flip the language a little bit. I had about a hot hour.
Can you say some old country shit?
Yeah.
What, were these people from Madagascar or something?
They country asses were from here.
Man, who was telling you was from New York?
Man, I told you a bunch of people that, man. I shit you not, bro.
That's funny.
You know,
back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big hip-hop head. And, like, back then, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was dang going. You know what I'm saying, from New York, so I was like, shoot, I'm trying to get in the hip-hop game.
Negro, no, you're not. You are from the country.
That was me.
So you could have been J. Cole before J. Cole if you just would have came Cackalacka.
This dude wants to be a rapper.
That's funny.
Can you afford it? Why is he trying to be a rapper?
If we realize how much engineers make, they make more than rap. I told you that, Jay. But I guess it ain't cool to be an engineer.
Yeah,
it's not like one of the
man, they make a killing.
This guy named Thurston. My sister, he's her age. This guy named Thurston from out of Miami, he went to school for that, and that's what he does. And he's run Grammys because of what he's engineered. So,
I don't mean musical engineers. I mean like electronic and mechanical engineers, woman.
Both. I'm talking about both.
I did go to a technical and agricultural school, but that ain't what I went for. I went for, you know, something different. But yeah, I understand. Shut up, Ron.
Now you want me to shut up.
Nope. Keep talking. Being your Ron-esque self. Being yourself. And that's all I ask you to be, is always be yourself.
That's all I know how to do.
You ain't got to be nobody different from me.
So,
Okay, that's what you want to join us tonight? No, probably not.
She bougie.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, she bougie.
But y'all got some questions for the, I mean, y'all got some man questions for the world so I can ask a man question?
Well, you mean a man question for a woman?
You can if you want to.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. If he got stink breasts, do you let him go down low on you?
What?
I mean, I'm just curious.
And he's a serious question. That's a serious question. No, because that may be that he might have some dental issues, and I don't want gingivitis of the hoo-ha.
You said gingivitis of the hoo-ha?
How did you get ginger? Oh, my God.
Now, it would have probably flowed off the tongue better if you said halitosis of the hoo-ha, but you said gingivitis.
Either way, girl, how'd you get either one? What's the difference?
That is funny to me.
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't want a cavity in that cavity. You really don't want it.
The real funny part just got me laughing. It was this guy today at work, and he was talking about this chick that worked with us that he had messed around and messed with, right? And he said her breath was safe to beat, and he wouldn't let her touch his dick. Why?
Why? No. Whoa. I've told females to go brush their teeth before.
To turn down head from bad breath. Really?
Yes, really. You must not value your penis, young man.
Y'all not the same name? No.
I don't even like when my balls are stink next to my penis, let alone your breasts. No.
You know what? Being that he may go down there, he might mess up your pH balance. No, I don't want you messing up my pH.
You understand? You know, I got to drink alkaline water just to get my balance right.
Wow. I couldn't even finish my
I just never thought of that.
So let me get this straight. If she's cute and her breast is ugly, you still would let her put it in her mouth?
Oh, no, man. It's kind of hard turning out here. But I can't stand a cute girl. Like I always say, every fine chick is something wrong with her. Every pretty girl that's real, real sexy, she got something wrong with her. It's got to be something. And then they always say the same thing. Oh, I don't have a man. Oh, it's a reason.
You know what? You may have a point. Because most of the good women I know do have a man, or either they're actively beating them off of them. Like they don't want that one. They don't want that one. You know what I mean? So I don't really see women of quality not having options.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody's not perfect. I know it's gotta be something, bro. It's just like this whole Mariah Carey thing. Everybody talks about that new dude she's with.
I haven't seen no face of him.
Man, they got pictures of him from their vacation. The dudes look like an old boy.
Oh, Jesus.
And they were going in on it because they trying to say with him for his money. Because if I'm not mistaken, he's like a billionaire or something.
He's a billionaire, right?
Yeah. They only been dating for like 3 weeks, and then they already talking about marriage. How?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna keep it real with you, brother. I am fully heterosexual.
But since they just passed this bill, if any billionaire men want to marry me, I am available.
Jesus Christ!
I will marry a billionaire man for half a billion.
What?
Hey,
he broke and get none.
No, he can't get none. But we could,
we could
talk. I'll make dinner for him.
We can be best friends if you want.
We could be BFFs like a motherfucker. He just can't get that.
That's funny to me.
I will not toot my booty for you.
They've been going in on Mariah though, man. It was like she's lying. She with the dude for his money. I mean, they were going in on her. Because then it was like they wanted how Nick feel. Like, how can you just date a millionaire and then a billionaire and then marry him in 3 weeks? Like, really?
Listen, I mean, let's look at the landscape. Janet Jackson married a billionaire. He's got a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, and her situation is crazy too, though.
I mean, brothers, I guess, I don't know. He's doing our job, I guess.
Yeah, because the dude that she married, and he got like five other wives or something.
Oh, he ain't from this country?
No.
He like from Dubai or somewhere like that.
Yeah, he's from Dubai or something. Yeah, because he got other wives. And I think she was like wife number six or something.
All right, so hold on. So you're telling me you don't like polygamy?
Yeah, because I remember when it happened when they announced that she had got married or whatever. Because I go to work in the morning, I listen to Tom Jones. And they were talking about it, and they was going in on it. Because they was like, they couldn't believe she did it. And like, they were like, well, how did the dude get to choose who he want to sleep with? Did he be like, wife number one, come here, and this, that, and the third? They was like, she was cool with it.
I mean, we do realize that this is the only continent where it's not normal.
Yeah. And that's why they gave Erykah Badu so much heat when she was having sex and dating all them rappers at the same time.
Well, I'm dating and marriage are two different things.
Yeah, but see, she was actually trying to marry. She wanted this. I remember she got caught when she did the window seat video, and then they gave her. She got sued for all of that downtown in Dallas because she shot the video. She was actually naked and all of that mess, and the people didn't know she was shooting the video.
Well, I mean, during that time, I didn't know about her life because that video.
Yeah, because she was dating both members of Dead Prez, Common, Jay Electronica, and she was still fooling with the DOC.
Please don't believe that, brother.
Yeah, she was dating all five of them because some of them she did an interview, and they gave her a lot of heat for that mess because she actually wanted to marry Common, and she still wanted to keep the two members from Dead Prez and all of them, the other two on the side, and then they just all just disappeared and left, and then she just stayed with Jay Electronica. Because if I'm not mistaken, they had a little girl. Because Erykah got like, what, four kids now?
I mean, hey, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I would spit up in her. But,
yeah, well,
I mean,
gave her heat for it, though. But she was trying her best to do it. I ain't knocking it, but it's crazy.
She did. Electronica got a song, and she talks on the song.
Yeah.
She said, the way they met and all that, it wasn't the same time frame as that. That being said, if I could date five females, why she can't date five men?
Like, I'm not knocking it, but you know how dudes is, though. You know how sometimes you catch feelings. You be like, you know what I'm saying, you be in there on your little drinking or whatever. Be like, I want to spend time with you. And then be like, nah, I'm with this other nigga. What that nigga ain't got? You get mad. To get heated all of a sudden.
I mean, personally, if I'm dealing with a chick that got four other dudes, I have to step my game up.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're going to have to get on your
pick. Yeah, man, I got to step my game. I got to have some ginseng and all that good stuff. I got to play tough guy.
Boy.
I
have to do some calisthenics or something like this, motherfucker.
You heard me? Calisthenics. There you go.
man, why? You have to be like Jay Reed. You have to get on there, on that stat. On that management status.
And she got to use some vinegar before she see me, though, because she got to tighten that coochie up. I know it's getting stretched.
Boy, what you talking about? Miss Brown be like throwing a pickle down the hallway. No wall. No wall.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I heard my name.
You over there drinking. You better quit drinking. And pay attention.
First. I was paying attention. I was paying attention. I was doing something else. I was listening. I was doing something else while I was listening, though. But I ain't got four boyfriends. I ain't got one boyfriend. So it don't even matter.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Okay, now back to y'all's conversation. I'm going back to what I was doing. Don't judge me.
We ain't judging.
Don't judge me. Got shit to do.
But I'm going to ask you a quick question, though. What you drinking on?
I am drinking some peach wine. This is the first time I've had peach wine. It is really good.
Ew, peach?
Yeah, I like peaches.
You know what's funny? I just got today some peach chutney.
I don't know what the hell a chutney is.
Chutney is like an Indian food, a side dressing that they put in their food. It is delicioso.
There you go. That's Spanglish.
Okay, the shit tastes good. Is that better?
Okay. Awesome talk. It tastes good. Thank you.
It tastes good.
Delicioso.
Right. I'm going to leave it delicioso. It tastes like Erykah Badu new pussy. How about that?
I don't know what that tastes like, so I don't know.
Me neither, but all the other dudes know.
It's like, you know what? You stupid. You stupid for that shit. You stupid. Oh, God.
I'm just
that's
okay,
funny.
I got another question for females. I got another lady question.
Okay.
All right, and this may be a little serious. Just kind of, sort of. All right. Dude got three baby moms.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And he... He's like, oh, let's meet you and the child go out. But he don't take care of his children. You still fuck with him?
Well, why no, not? I don't. Welcome, Thomas, into the conversation. Welcome, Thomas. I apologize for keeping you on hold so long, Thomas. I was in the other room.
Nah, you're all right. I'm still out and about, so no worries.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, see, here's the thing with that. I have no problem with you having multiple baby mamas. I don't have a problem with that. If you're not taking care of your children, then I have a problem with that. You can't hang out with me and my kid if you ain't taking care of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel. Like, why are you over here playing house with us? Now, I'm going to question you, like, why don't you never have your kids? Why, you know, what's going on? And I've done it before. I sure have because I have no problem doing that. So I want to know, like, why your kids ain't coming around? Is their mama crazy or something? Is that, you know, is the mama keeping the kid away from you because you ain't with her? Because chicks do that shit.
You know the funny part about your situation? Women can ask that question, and the men won't go off. I remember I asked this chick why her baby daddy don't come around, and she went crazy.
That's because she crazy. She's the reason why her baby daddy don't come around.
I just asked a simple question. I was like, so why he don't come around? I mean, like, y'all got problems or whatever. Oh, he's sorry. Blah, 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 blah. Why y'all in my life? I just asked a question. Because, you know, they a lot of women then they won't admit it, but they keep their kids from their baby daddy. Even if the man was a good dude, they just don't want him to be around.
Cause she crazy, crazy.
Well, I let my daughter go be with her daddy. Go, bye. See you later.
So,
I would think more women would think like that. Like they need some alone time.
They would want their child to have their father in their life, but a lot of chicks, boy, they would be like, nah, he just that did what he needs to do. He be cool as on the wood, like ain't that wrong with him.
Cause she batshit crazy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and say that's what she is.
That's why I ain't got no kids, man. Because I don't want to deal with the baby mama drama.
Don't nobody want tag your child.
If I had kids, I want to be like my grandma in the head. I want to be with my grandma in the head. I want to be together forever. When I have my kids. My wife ain't going nowhere. We're going to sit on the porch with two separate glasses with our attention in each one of them and be in a rocket chair listening to 97.1.
Shut up, stupid.
With my kids and grandkids in the yard. Shit.
Dude, do you know how old you are?
I'm just saying, man.
You as one step next to geriatric.
Really? I mean, you are like you're 19. For real. Is you like that?
No, I'm not.
I'm not with you. Conversation with you. Temptations forever.
You know what? I quit you.
Again?
But anyway, like you say again, you stupid. But yeah, I think you know these women out here. They don't know how to. They just stupid. Like so many of them are stupid. That is like you lay down, you procreated with that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Maybe they ain't laying down.
It might have been standing up.
Laying down sideways in the back seat of a fucking car. However, you decide to procreate today. Yes,
indeed. Hey, but can I ask you a question? Since you said you was in the Bronx, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you go to the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
I didn't do that. I try to stay away from parades and things like that.
I mean,
in me personally, I'm on some different shit. I'm sick of seeing 16-year-olds show all their fucking body.
Man, I'm
sick of seeing 15-year-old and 14-year-old girls with short thorns that's shorter than my body.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
So I try to stay away from all situations like that for the most part.
Not playing television.
I blame the parents who let them watch television.
Yeah, that too. That's why I try to stay away from BET. Like, I was complaining about it today. Because, like, how you going to have a BET award show and you don't show videos no more?
Nobody don't show videos. MTV, VH1, none of them.
The only challenge to show videos now is you got to have MTV2. If you got MTV2, MTV Jams and all of that, they show them. You got to have VH1. What's it called? VH1 Soul. They show real good. They show good stuff. But my thing is, how are you going to have a BET award show that's dedicated to videos? And you don't show no videos. And then, you don't show good quality music. How are you going to say, like, my favorite group is Little Brother, Fonte, Ninth One, and all of them. How you going to say you can't show that type of music because the name of the album is called The Minstrel Show? You can't show that, but yet you're parading around the name Minaj, and then you got Jeezy and T.I. talking about trap houses, this, that, and the third, and they ain't really trap houses. You brainwashing these kids guys thinking that this shit is cool.
Well, I mean, not to go too far to the left with it, but we all get brainwashed. You know what I mean? It's in the water. You know what I mean? They brainwashed. So we all there. We can't throw stones at our children. Because you may not know this, but I'm a jerk. All right. Kids are baby goats.
I said it out loud.
All right. So the fact that y'all keep calling our children baby goats means that we are lost. But it is what it is.
Okay, just to touch on maybe a little contrary, and that's the word that we use down here. Would you feel much better if I said chap? So that's what I think. Chap. I just thought, you need to do a little badass chap to someone tonight.
Well, this woman said that the dad work was, they got the girls are coming into work with, what you call it, the tights or leggings or whatever they call them. Man. Every last one of them, they got to be like these big old booties, and then you can cut it down on the drawers. And that lady was like, look at these nasty chaps up there with no drawers.
And when she said it in the break room, man, and I had heard that word chaps forever, man, I slapped so hard. Oh my God. This is nasty chaps.
I'm nasty non-drawers wearing people.
Man, I'm telling you, what she said to that joint was funny to me.
But, I mean, you know what? I'm not going to say that about people who don't wear no drawers, because sometimes you don't want to wear no drawers.
Whoa. Ain't you the one that said your mama told you your booty ain't supposed to jiggle in public?
Right. But wait a minute, when I'm at home, I ain't got to wear drawers.
When you go to work, man, you got to respect yourself. You can't just come in there with tights on and have your shirt tucked in. You know everybody's going to be looking at your butt. But they're going to stare, and they're going to look. And then, when you get offended when they looking, what y'all looking at? What y'all doing? If you don't wear tights, you go back in, wear a long shirt.
See, I don't know about you, but if she ain't got no tights on, I'm not looking at the butt. I'm looking at the pussy.
Man.
Oh, my God, you're worse than my friend, Joel. Oh, my God. Because all he talks about is a fucking camel toe.
Looking at that monkey.
They must go get new gingivitis. You better sit down somewhere.
Ain't nothing like
stupid. She said halitosis in the hoo-ha.
He's going to give you gingivitis. You better start your ass down somewhere.
Gingivitis in the
hoo-ha. Ain't nothing like a pretty dang dango.
You know what? I'm not even going to say that.
Hey, it happens, Jay. It happens. I'm sorry.
Care. Y'all can have a conversation around me. I don't care. Y'all know I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can tell me
well,
how
neither
big
do
her
we.
Butt is. Okay. I mean, okay, her butt big. I probably saw it before you did.
Really?
It's hard. What? It's I'm just being honest.
Especially if I have my glasses on. I probably missed it.
I'ma see it. She got a big butt. She got a big old butt. So two kids in a bucket. I mean, is she cute in the face? I mean, I might have looked at her.
Cute in the face, tight in the waist. Look at all that space.
That's the thing you're cracking me up about y'all females, man. Y'all be looking at other women's booties, man.
But you already know I'm different from every other woman on this earth. Care about my man looking at another girl's butt. Baby, she got a big old butt. I know. I saw her. When she walked this way, I turned around and I looked at her ass too. Oh, what?
You know, I got slapped in the face for that one time.
Oh, you get slapped in the face probably for a lot of jerk.
I mean, it was like humongous, and I tried to just look with my eyes, but my neck turned to, and when I turned back around, I was like,
wow.
It was worth it, though. It was worth it. No, it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, sometimes, girl, you be looking, you be like, a nigga like me, though, I be trying to get my girl to look farther.
ain't gonna. Will she look?
Hey, sometimes I say if the girl got the like a butt like a nice ass female was looking, be like, look at that right there.
No, but I'm asking you about your girlfriend. Is she gonna look?
Yeah, Jennifer will look. She will look.
Oh, I ain't know.
But the thing about it though, she'll do it on a switch tip. She try to get me to look because she can get an argument started. You know what I'm saying? She be like, that's what you like right there, ain't it? Mm-hmm. You know how y'all females do.
Now, first of all, I want you to stop saying how y'all females do. We like to say that Imaj is cut from a different cloth.
No, it's not Imaj. It's Imaj.
Well, first of all, let's talk about how this nigga fucked up my name. Okay, let's talk about that shit and how that shit made me feel. Because I was like, that's not my goddamn name. She done pronounced my name like four times. Why? That's not my name.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But you can continue to call me that name. That's not my name. That's about as bad as you thinking my name is Yvonne. What the fuck, my name? What?
What?
I just can't repeat. Man, listen. Come on. One of them Wednesday night shows. Always getting us into some kind of trouble.
And always being blamed about being a troublemaker. Man, listen.
But anyway.
I wish my homegirl was on here tonight, though, because I had a couple questions I wanted to ask her about her little date.
What little date? She probably ain't been on the show working like a Hebrew slave.
Oh, really? She didn't get a chance to ask her way out?
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm trying to figure out what I'm about to put in my bag.
Correct.
Crazy. The ladies.
I'm living the life, man. I'm telling you. Sitting here.
All right, so hold on. Let me ask you this, homie. So you said that your girl, you know, sometimes she be trying to start trouble, right?
Yeah.
So how does the dynamic of having a female friend close work in your relationship? Is that an issue?
Bruh. It don't help at all. It don't help at all. It ain't like before I started dating the girl I'm with. Every girl that I was with after I met, you know what I'm saying? Me and Debbie got real close to her if I'm hanging out. They swear from now and I'm doing something. Well, y'all were always on the phone together. Y'all were always going out together. Y'all always doing that. I'm like, man, look,
y'all know. Crazy.
That's why I hang out with.
They judge me by looking at me first, and they don't get to know me.
And then when they get to know her, they be like, yeah, man, she cool as hell. She funny as shit. But after you get to dating and been dating for about a year or two, yeah, that shit gets old. Why you always got to do this for her? Why you always like, man, shut the fuck up. Damn, you knew what it was when you first started. If I'm dating you, I'm going to tell you about my friends. And she about the only one I hang with. I don't want to hang with dudes like that. Because them motherfuckers are sneaky as hell.
And y'all say that about women.
Every homeboy that I had so far turned their back on me. He did some more trifling stuff. That's why I don't fool with them, man. It is what it is. I got homeboys I can deal with, but I don't call none of my folks. They'll turn on you, put your thing on Iraq.
Best friend, that's my best friend.
Lord have mercy.
I know, like, it's a different situation.
So you gotta come down here, man, and hang out with Jay. Once you hang out with you, see what we talk about.
I'm beautiful, I'm gorgeous, and I'm funny as shit. That's how I am.
Fuck, too.
And you sound a little narcissistic right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, she works in as hell too. Don't let her fool you.
Fuck your life. How about that way?
All right, wait. I got an even better question.
She do some shit like this. Like, how can you? She can take her nap and you sleep all day. But when she calls, you tell her, be like, hey, I'm taking a nap. Now I'm gonna call you back. Anyway, let me tell you about my day. I can't go to sleep, but she's asleep. And she will continue to talk to you like you sit there on the phone, damn near sleep, and she will continue to talk like you just tell her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she's like one of the worst women's sisters you can ever fucking possibly have.
Like what?
You know how you
I'm the worst one. What?
That one sister or one brother. Like when you in the bed asleep and they just come in there and just start aggravating the hell out of you and won't
leave.
That's her. Like, how you gonna come to my house and just snatch my remote control out of my hand and turn my TV like I wasn't watching, but I was watching. Because you want to watch every girl show. Guess what, Housewives, Mob Wives.
And you let that shit go down?
Man, I had to look at him about 15 minutes. I'd be wanting to clap or like, I'd be wanting to beat up like she's one of my 10 folks for
real. Ain't no goddamn way you're supposed to let that go down, homie. Ain't no way.
I know, right? So now what I do is just come over here now.
Do you know the remote? The whole idea behind the remote and the way that it's shaped, they can shape the remote anyway, but they shaped it like a penis on purpose.
See,
you know what?
You ain't supposed to let go of the penis. I mean the remote.
Yeah, see, when I open the door, I got a bad habit of laying the remote down. So when I open the door, she comes in and I set the door back. By the time I come around, she's back to the remote. So when she come over, I keep the remote through my pocket.
Yeah, that might be the wise thing.
Hey, cause he know I ain't gonna go get it. I'm not.
And on top of that, I got a tip for you too. Come to your house. Don't let a bar.
Oh, F your life. Whatever.
Do not let her bar. Not one DVD ever.
Uh oh. All right, let me ask you, Craig. Have you ever been to a church?
No.
Because the stories I've heard about her church.
Oh, Lord. He's
heard
them,
too.
Yeah, her church is a little crazy.
He heard
them, too. I don't think I got enough bullets to go to her church.
Yeah, and it's a cover charge to get in.
No,
oh, not. Speaking of that, did you hear about... What's the big church down here, Jay?
Here?
Yeah, in Greensboro. What's the biggest one that we got?
Mount Zion. They have an ATM in their church.
Don't you know they just added three more dang-on ATM machines in their dang-on church?
You know what I'm saying?
That's not my church, Ron.
Man,
that's not my church. That's not my church.
I got a homeboy I work
with. You separate yourself from them real quick.
He goes to that church. And they added three new dangle ATMs in that church. And they said the pastor would be like, I can start preaching. He'll say, well, if you come in here and you ain't got no money, we got ATMs out there, you got to pay your tithes. And I'm like, what in the world? That's a cover charge for the cover charge. That's crazy.
And I'm sure the ATM ain't free.
Nope, because it ain't your bank.
Listen,
I
went to,
your bank,
they got one of these,
$3.
Yeah, plus whatever the ATM costs, exactly. It's probably like another $2.50.
That's
Oh, my God.
They got one of the mega churches up here in New York called CCC. Christian Cultural Center, I think is the name of it.
I think they have one of those here, too.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. So it was a family member was put to rest in that church. And I had never been there before. So I go in there, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is all right. I like this right here. I'm looking up. I see the flat screens and the projection TVs. I'm like, this is nice. I look. Normally, all the churches I've been in, they have a kitchen where they have the elder women that cook.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfathers had a cafe in the church. And they didn't just have a cafe in the church. They had staff and a cash register. So then I'm like, well, wow, this is like an establishment. And then I turned around, I seen they had not one, but two ATMs. I'm like, this is a business.
Wow. I
didn't think that God lived there. I'm gonna be real with you.
Wow.
That's
crazy. I mean, they had security guards. What a church needs security guards for? Well, after this thing that happened down there, maybe they do need them. But
they had security guards and valets in a church. I've never seen a valet at a church. I've never seen
a valet. They had valets.
I ain't never seen that. I ain't never seen no mess like that, though.
What, like valet foot?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
No, we're not that bougie and stuck up around here. You can walk yourself across this gravel parking lot. That's what you can do.
Now, I don't know if the valet was because of the funeral. I don't know if they have it on Sundays. I don't know about that. But it was bananas. I'm looking at this place like... The churches I know, you got pews, you got Bibles, and you got tambourines. That's all they have in the church.
And the church friends from the funeral home.
You see what I mean?
That's a haunted funeral home. Wooded funeral home. And you know you have to buy them fans from the funeral home.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. The funeral home just don't give them to you. You got to buy them from.
You mean a little wooden stick fan?
Yeah, you have to buy like a box of them. You have to buy like a box of them.
And whatever you do, don't try to walk out that church with it, bud.
Exactly. Like my church, they will stop you with your fan. Excuse me. You need your fan back. That's why I have my own fans.
And act like you don't want to get it back. I haven't seen them old women set some fans, bro.
Exactly why I have my own fan. It's one of them flip out fans. It's my niece. She was like, Auntie Jamie, you got your fan with you? Yes, baby. Here, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot now.
I have seen some of the funniest stuff ever. That's why if I just go to church, I just go to sleep. Around about 30 minutes, I got sleep. But now I say woke because it'd be some of the funniest stuff you ever see in your life. Like you got that woman that's not no kid, the one that's there to all that. Like she's sitting in the day in front of
you. Because you her mama boyfriend. Where are my Where are my tennis shoes?
Then you got the older women that don't like you chewing gum. We got one lady.
She will walk around the church and make sure you ain't got no gum.
You got some that chew gum, but they don't know how they do the old ghetto. But they want to chew and pop the dang gum. You pop that gum in the church if you want to. I'm telling you, it goes down.
But yeah, why are you asking about my church, Ron?
I ain't just saying your church. I mean, this is like some of the churches I've been to. Like, I have seen church women get mad because another woman is singing a solo, and they be sitting there. I mean, she got it because she's sleeping with such and such. Look at her. She don't even know how to sing. Look at her. It'd be funny, boy. It'd be hilarious.
I ain't necessarily the most religious person in the world, but it just, you know, it's funny to me when I see, you know, all these sanctified people doing all this unsanctified shit. It just cracked me up. I'm like, God don't want you to be God's representative acting like that.
No, he really doesn't. But that's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there.
Neither. How many times a day do you use the word neither?
Wow.
I don't know.
Mm. I don't know either. It's not an average word, neither. Like, you trying to get fancy?
No. You know what? Sometimes I do have to use it because, you know, I got special clients. They special. They don't know shit. They call in and think they know every goddamn thing. Don't know shit. But anyway. But sometimes I think I use it. I don't think I use it a lot. I don't think so. I don't know.
I'll count it from now on every time I hear it.
Okay, that's fine. Do whatever you feel that you need to do in your life to make you feel better.
It's not going to make me feel better, neither worse. No, that don't fit. My bad.
I can't find my tin twos, and I'm about to be mad because I don't know where they are.
Where are you going?
You got issues.
See, there you go. This is when you know you're about to do something different. When you ask somebody where they're going, and they go,
I can't find my shoes.
Where you going?
It's raining outside. It's not raining outside over here.
Oh, you going to do some more boxing, ain't you?
All right. So boom. I have asked you a female question. Now, Dre, can I ask you a male question?
Yes, sir.
I have this issue at my job, and I hate when men do this. So you got three urinals. I'm in the first
urinal. I know what you're about to say.
And he goes to the second urinal. Like, your homie, move your ass over to that third urinal and get some space in between us and get the fuck away from me.
I hate that. That's why I always try to go to the call. I don't care if I'm just hot man. I hate that.
The
part that trips me out, especially like when we be going to concerts and stuff, and you know they got majority of the damn, you know what I'm saying, the urinals or whatever. It never fails when you go in there. You got all the empty ones. It's like six empty ones. And somebody got to come stand right next to you. And they want to carry on a conversation. And then we trying to get up on the bus.
Don't talk to me with my penis in my hand. Don't do that, sir.
I hate that shit, man.
I mean, that's private time right there. I don't need to be talking to you or next to you.
I can't stand a nigga to come in the bathroom and they want to talk while you're in there using me. Get the hell on.
At least wait till I'm washing my hands to start the conversation.
That's why I tell my
friends to come in. You don't like to talk to people nowhere.
Nah, it ain't the fact that I'm like this. Don't come to the bathroom while I'm in there and they want to talk to me, especially the first thing in the morning. I don't like talking to nobody in the morning until like after 8 o'clock.
Oh, Mr. Call somebody before 7. What?
That's me. I don't like to talk to nobody at work until about 8 o'clock. They look at me when I come in. I eat my little lunch, my little breakfast. I drink my orange juice. Don't say nothing to me until about 8 o'clock. You know what we gotta do? You go out there, do what we gotta do. And when we get 8 o'clock, then you talk to me. But I cannot stand a person that come to work and want to tell me about everything they did last night or where I work at. They want to come snitch on the first person. Oh, you know they took the fans. Oh, you know they down there and messing with the dog club. Oh, you know they went and did this. I'm like, look. I know I'm a supervisor and all, but go talk to the plant manager about it. I want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone at 8 o'clock. That's all I
ask. What time do you get to work?
I gotta be there at 6:50 when we gotta clock in.
6:50, you said?
Yes, 6:50 in the morning.
So you're a manager and they gotta go 70 minutes before they can talk to you.
This is the part. I'm not the only person in the plant. No, so I'm not the only manager in the plant. It's four of them. But they won't go tell them. They come straight to me because they know if they tell me, I'm quick to then go jump on and do something. But I'm like,
Tell somebody else to let them have it. It gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what gets on your nerves worse? Somebody talking to you at 7:30 or somebody standing next to you while you pissing?
Both. But that's why I'm pissing. That's the most irritating shit ever. That's always been a damn code breaker to me. For real, that's since I was young. I hate this shit.
But the thing
then,
is, there's
I want to say something else. I got the security guard fired about a month ago. This dude saw me in there pissing. He comes in right next to me at the damn unit instead of going to the other one. He's sitting there talking to me, just kind of conversation. I'm sitting there just talking about, whatever. After this nigga gets through pissing, he had the nerve to tap me on the fucking shoulder. With the hand he was holding his dick with. And he walked right out the bathroom and didn't wash his hands. I'm sitting there with pissy hand shoulder print on my fucking shirt. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I can't touch me with his pissy ass dick hand. And walked out and didn't wash his fucking hands.
And that's what you got him fired for? That's some real bullshit. How you gonna give a man lose his livelihood because he ain't got no fucking hygiene? That's some real bullshit.
Disgusting shit.
I can't do nothing but just wave my hand.
He touched me, man. Don't touch me. I just got you holding your dick. No.
I mean, but why you just couldn't punch him in the face? Why you got to get him fired? So what was the ground they fired him on? Sexual harassment?
No, they got him with hygiene, and it was something else. And then on top of that, they had called his ass. He
should have
been gone.
I'm a little different. You know how you got the paper towel dispensers? I feel once you use it, you should give up one, two, so the next person coming behind you got hanging paper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So if we all do that, then we never have to touch that wet little candle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
bathroom etiquette.
That's bathroom etiquette. So I'm clear that, you know what I'm saying, I don't like nasty shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the reasons why a chick with pink breath can't suck my dick. But that's neither here nor there. Excuse me. That's neither here nor there. But that being said, I'm not going to get a man fired because he touched me with his dick hand.
I got his ass up. Fuck that. Nasty. I wish I could have got this other dude fired. This nigga ate my damn ribs.
You said Doritos?
God ate my ribs. We got a bad habit of people eating your lunch and stuff. And they know they're not
supposed to have that issue.
They're going there, they will eat your lunch in a minute, man. And I had some gangster ass damn ribs too, man. They was red. Ribs and mac and cheese. He ate my ribs and my mac and cheese and put my Tupperware back in my bag.
Yeah, that's bad business. I mean, I don't eat ribs.
Whatever I say, if I can point somebody's face, get away. That should be a law. If you catch somebody messing with yourself, you should be allowed to beat their ass. Don't get locked up.
You know what? When I was working in the building, we used to have that type of issue with people eating people's food. And so there was actually cameras in our break room.
I don't like that. Because they talk about now, they actually been talking about putting cameras in, like, damn, restrooms, public restrooms and stuff like that to keep people from stealing. Like I feel like we already under surveillance. I don't need all them cameras.
What the hell can you steal from a public restroom?
You know, a lot of people go there and stuff, and they go in the bathroom and put the stuff in their pants, and then they walk out the store.
Well, then that's why you have an alarm detector before you get into the bathroom.
But see, sometimes the alarms don't catch people. Did you hear about that?
Well, then they need to get it. If the alarm don't work, that means it's mine.
Yeah, but see, you know they got that that new couple that's out. They call them the new Bonnie and Clyde. It's a black couple. A black dude and a black chick. They've been hitting up Walmart and stealing. And each Walmart they done stole from so far, they done street value the stuff like, I think it's almost up to like $50,000 of stuff. They've been going in there with three baskets and getting stuff out of electronics and all of that. They've been hitting them up like at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then they just push stuff out the door.
I mean, they ain't
caught them yet.
They ain't caught them. Walmart gets a middle finger from me because
so you
Walmart.
Don't, you don't even care if they steal from Walmart?
No, not at all. Not at all. I want people to steal from Walmart.
Walmart
supports
jail labor.
And I don't support no company that supports jail labor. So to hell with Walmart.
I don't support Walmart.
I don't like Walmart.
In fact, that you got 123 motherfucking restaurants and only 4 of them bitches be open.
Okay, that's the reason too, I guess.
That's my thing.
I don't like Walmart, so I don't really like shopping at Walmart. So we don't have to worry about me going in.
Target is the same way. I don't like them niggas. I mean, I think Target is more damn buyers than a little bit. They got people in there like some secret shoppers. The undercover cops be following me around and carrying on. I hate this shit. Because they only target black people, man. They don't follow everybody around the school. Just following the black folks.
I mean, didn't you just tell me it was a black Bonnie and Clyde? You didn't say it was an Indian or a Caucasian. You said it was two Negroes stealing electronics. Ain't that what you said?
But they had like black people not the only ones to steal because Mexicans do it way more than at Walmart than black folks, especially down here.
All right, I'm gonna need you to stop being racist, but they probably do. So let me get this straight: the Mexicans, they go steal stuff from Walmart, they go sell it to Pancho, buy oranges, and then sell oranges.
I don't know who they're selling it to, but the Mexicans, boy, they just in too.
Hmm. I ain't know about all that. You put me on the stuff.
Yeah, man. Down here in the South, man. You see some, especially down here when we at Greensboro, you see some of the craziest shit you ever want to see in your life.
So what about the Chinese? What do they steal?
Cats.
You stupid.
Damn, man.
Hey. Yeah, you got to tell them about the restaurant. Shut down. Ain't that Japanese or Chinese restaurant, the one they shut down, ain't that on Randleman Road over here? And
I don't eat anywhere on Randleman Road because it don't make no sense. I go to the turkey place. Now, I will say I think, to the turkey barbecue place.
I think it's the Chinese restaurant that was over there. They shut it down because they messed around and found a bunch of dead cat fur in the back and all that mess. They found the cat fur back there. It was a whole bunch of stuff, man. Bones and carrying on. They told it down and they shut it down.
I remember when I was a youth and I used to eat chicken. I went to the Chinese restaurant one time and got a half a chicken and french fries. And after I finished eating, I realized something ain't right. Because I only had two bones. Excuse me. I had three bones and two of them was the wing. And I'm saying to myself, hold on. Chicken got more bones than this. But that shit was tasty.
And oh my god, this Negro done ate a piece of dog cat. And he's talking about, it was crazy. I'm telling you, when they do actually serve dog and cat on their menu, because when the Olympics were over there, they had to be told, you cannot serve this to other people. We understand that this is a part of your culture, but these other cultures do not eat this. So you cannot serve dog or cat while the Olympics are going on.
All right. Once the Olympics leave, you could say, fuck the Humane Society? Is that what you're saying?
That's what they say.
You're saying the hell with
PETA? They ain't got nothing to do with me. Maybe PETA is over there with them.
I'm telling you, man, this little they get it in, bro. That's why I don't like eating this shit.
See, this is another reason everybody stop eating.
People get pissed at me when I be like, what you going to get? Oh, you about to go to the Japanese restaurant? Oh, you about to go eat cat and dog? That's what I tell them. You about to go get some of that cat and dog? Yeah, man, I'm about to go get some of that cat and dog. I said it to me.
Ron, Shamor said, you should never say you don't eat cat again.
Uh-oh.
No. I don't eat cat now. Cootie cat. It's something totally different. I will eat me some cootie cat.
And we're going to start from there. That is.
Right. I don't eat feline, but I will eat Felicia.
Woo! I can't even. I'm not
laughing. You told Felicia's ass up.
Felicia can get it. But that feline, I don't eat that.
She said you're gonna have puss breath.
All right. I don't appreciate her even talking about my eating habits. I need her to act like this is a Wednesday and I'm fasting.
You know you need a sandwich, right? You know you need a sandwich. Shut up. But anyway. No. You all just are just hilarious. And thank you all. First of all, let me say thank you to you guys for hanging out with me tonight on this lovely show. It has been awesome. So that's my thank you in advance before we wrap up in about 11 minutes. So I thank y'all for hanging out with me tonight.
It's been my pleasure.
I guess I can depend on y'all. I guess I can. These other Negroes.
You said you put the pins on us? You ain't put no adult pampers on me. What are you talking about?
No, I said I can depend on you all.
Oh, my bad. You know, your accent sometimes is confusing me.
First of all, my accent is not that bad. Say what?
It's not that bad. There's only one A in that word. You know that, right?
I know that. I know how to spell. I would say what Shamor said, but I don't want you to feel some type of way, Ron.
I already feel a kind of way, so go ahead and say it.
She said they if we get you some Depends, they will protect you from Val riding that ass. Woo!
See, now, since she put it that way, if we get her some Depends, then we ain't got to worry about Mr. Richards digging up in her pocketbook.
Ooh.
All right, she needs to relax because she don't realize I know something.
See, that's that New York talk right there.
What you know?
When they say relax, man, chill out.
You know what I know. You know exactly what I know. You saw it. You know it, too.
I know.
You know you know. And don't act like you don't know, because you know I know you know, because we know.
Wait a minute. I know so much. I know a lot.
Somebody knows.
Not only do we know, but in a second, everybody going to know if she don't shut her trap up.
Uh-oh. Please
please protect yourself.
And that's just one in the many a long list. We could talk about Mr. Black Amal. You want to talk about Mr. Black Amal?
Oh, I don't know nothing about this
right
here. I'm just
I can inform you, brother, real quick if y'all want me to.
She's telling you to be quiet. She said, be quiet.
No,
feel
the baby.
She said,
shut the hands
up. Shut
the
hands up.
Feel the beans.
That's what she said.
Fish, you insist, brother, and it is the men's taking over. Let me ask you this question. I'm going to answer this by asking it. Have you ever had a woman make a 27-minute video about you talking about drinking your bath water? And no, she says bath water like that. Your bath water.
Oh, my God. Now... I remember that topic, though. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
You know, if you got somebody making a video like that, that's when you know you got to have it going on.
So imagine if he would have got some.
He'd have been sitting out there in her yard.
He'd have been looking for her in daytime with a flashlight.
Yeah, he'd have been sitting out there in her yard making sure she was secure.
Y'all leave my friend alone right now.
The bus driver?
So basically, she must have that snap that read out. Snap. You got that snap.
We don't know.
You know the person ain't even got the snapple.
You said, what is a normal gestation for a growing fetus?
Those are old jokes. All right. Speaking of old jokes, is Val going to call in? No, I'm sorry. What she needs to do is she needs to stop living in the past and realize that Mr. Richard is a present crush.
He is in the present. Present today and accounted for.
You saw all the back and forth. It wasn't one way. She was forfing and he was backing. Or was she backing and he forfing? I don't know what it was, but it was back and forth.
She was being nice to him. She was having general conversation with this man. That's what she was doing.
You said it was her man?
With this man.
Well, her man.
But no, this man.
I don't
it's
understand.
Not her man.
No comprende
it's not
this.
With that man. Or whatever. She was just being nice. We've discussed her and her flirting habits. Remember, it's just her being nice because
and
she told
we're not
she
even gonna
flirt.
Talk about the shoulder bandit. We're not even gonna talk about the shoulder bandit.
I'm trying to protect my friend. You're not gonna talk about my friend while I'm on this show. That's what you're not gonna do.
You wanna talk about you?
You can talk about me. I can deal with it. You're not going to talk about my friend.
You can't deal with it either.
What?
Well, you know, he know more. Dre know more about you than I do. So why don't you tell us some things?
See the thing about it. If I was killing the beans, you know where I live. She'd be knocking on the door in about 5 minutes.
I'm saying, are you stuttering, brother? Are you stuttering? You better man the fuck up. Don't be scared of her.
I'm not coming to y'all house tonight. I'm going the other direction.
Yeah, she's going to do the boxing.
You know what? You're not going to tell none of my business. You're not going
to
do that.
Let's get back to this bathroom.
Is that a threat? Are you threatening him? Say, you not going to tell my business? No. That's what she said. No. She said, no.
This bathroom.
You ain't
going
to tell him
that. This is really fun.
Man, we don't want to talk about Val. We don't want to talk about Val. We don't talk about Val here. Over here.
I mean,
we talk about Val over there.
I got a bunch of Facebook stalkers too, but man, that's funny.
Man, that's funny.
Now, this lady seems to like to try to take Ron's duty, and I don't know.
All right, no. We're talking about you, and if you don't want to sell nothing, we can talk about your church activities. We can do that.
We've already talked about that. Thank you very much. So, therefore, that's not going to bother me. I know that there are ghetto people in my church. I know that people break out and fight every other.
No, we're talking about you and the text that you be sending. But let's talk about how that the booty calls you be sending in church. Let's talk about those.
Wow.
Really, Jeff?
You notice the silence, right? I must be hit a nerve.
I do not do that.
Well, yo, everybody listening can hear the smile on your face right now. Everybody.
No. A simple hello in church is not a booty call. If he texts me, hey, baby, what you doing? Nothing. I'm in
You're
time.
Right.
Talk to you
it
later.
Wasn't a booty call. It was a remote control call. That's what it was. You wanted to grab his remote control.
Well, I can't say nothing. I ain't never kicks
or
whatever in church, but I have watched porn.
Shut up, stupid.
Yeah, but she's watched pornography. There's a difference.
Not in church.
Whoa. Really?
I have never done that. I promise you I've never done that.
It sounded good when I said it, though. It did. It did sound good when I said it, right?
It sounded good, but you told a big, bold-faced motherfucking lie.
All right.
I ain't never heard of that.
Wait, wait. Now you realize when I said she watched pornography, it was a motherfucking lie. But when I said she was making booty calls, she was like, hummina, 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 hummina. We noticed that, right? I'm just saying.
You know what, Ron?
No, you don't want to want to take the heat off Ms. Moore books. This is on you now.
It's fine. I'm okay. She also says, do you know how it feels to bite a motherfucker's pillow? Keep playing with us. We'll get Val on this line. She'll bring her strap on and her tape.
All right. Y'all going to stop these booty jokes. Because it don't go down. Listen. That billionaire Mariah Carey about to marry got a better chance of the booty than Val got.
90 seconds. I cannot with you. First of all, and I hate the fact that you couldn't see that video today because it was hilarious. Oh my God, that video was freaking hilarious.
I was trying to watch it on my tablet and it didn't work. So when I get to my computer, I'll watch it.
Yeah, because that thing was some kind of funny because it talks about the names that females have and what men think about these names. And so it's so many names. Like, I couldn't even tag the people in it because I know so many people by these names. And when it got to the one that says the women whose, and they didn't just say their names. It said any woman whose name begins with a V is batshit crazy. Valerie, Victoria. I mean, they just kept going. And I was like, God. But they said I was responsible.
Responsible for what?
I'm responsible, and I take care of my friends, and I'm really good with money, and that I study very hard in school.
No, so you're looking at the wrong context of the word. They mean you responsible for all the fuckery that went on tonight.
and I'm an angel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On that note, any time to go?
In the stand, 60 seconds.
You're trying to get struck by lightning.
It really did just say 60 seconds. It really did. So, it is now 12 o'clock on the date. I want to thank you guys again for hanging out. Thomas's line dropped some time ago. Yeah. But I do thank you all for sitting in with me, since my other two co-hosts obviously don't realize they have a job here. But, yeah, enjoy your weekend. Get into some trouble. I'm going to get into some trouble within the next hour and a half. And on the weekend. Yep, sure am. Promise. Mm.
Just don't let no trouble get into you.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What, Ron? What?
You must be going to church.
No, I'm not going to church.
You're going to get a hallelujah, all right.
But I'm gonna be thanking, calling names and stuff.
Yeah, she's gonna be saying the Lord's name, all right.
Hey! Don't judge it.
Hey, I'm chilling. I'm just playing video games.
It's been too long. I missed my boo thing. Hey, don't judge it.
Well, you can talk about your boo thing when you want. Just don't talk about it to me.
You know what? You jerk. His name, you jerk.
Yeah, I'm a jerk. Yeah, I know.
And on that note, Tremor says, you're such a hater, but she loves us.
Nobody got time to hate on her.
You hating on her, her
he said, don't nobody got time to hate on her.
You hating on her flirt tactic, like how Mr. Richardson, or what's his name, Richards or whatever, flirts for her.
I just try to expose and shine light on it. You know, when you shine light on things, you disrespect it.
I got to go to her Facebook page to see what she looked like.
I think you are friends with Shamor.
You know what you should do, too? Look at those videos she got, and look at how supple and sensual her shoulders are.
Oh, my God. Leaving my friend alone, Ron.
You the only woman I know.
That is shit in her shoulder. Get a nigga all right.
Oh my God. You know what? We are about to stop it right here because you're not going to keep talking about my friend. You're not going to talk about her shoulders.
And then she be talking with her eyes. She be looking up and down like, ooh, come here, big daddy. Touch my shoulder.
Don't do that. Now you're just being stupid.
Oh my God.
Ron, don't get yourself in the pen.
Hey. Nice.
Don't get off my phone line. That's what y'all gonna do. This show is now over. Once again, I thank you old crazy people for hanging out. Crazy. Jesus Christ.
Nice meeting you, Driss.
Yeah, man. Same here, y'all.
Lord have mercy. I've had my dosage of Ron twice this week. Jesus Christ.
We need to do this again. This was fun.
You know what? I think I will if my co-hosts don't know how to show their behinds up for work. So, yeah.
That's right.
You're absolutely right. You know? Y'all are definitely welcome to come back anytime. Just call first before you come back.
You stupid.
Call first. I don't know what kind of stuff is going to go on, but call first before you come on back.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm on my way down to where I'm supposed to be. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
Peace out.
Damn it.